All right, 13's different than it used to be. I added two words. It now says, how does sample size relate to internal and external validity? Internal and are the new words. What must we consider when selecting the sample size for our study? Well, sample size has an obvious impact on external validity. The larger the sample, the greater the chance that that sample will be representative. Especially if you have a convoluted, strata-packed sample. If some of the population parts that you care about make up a small proportion of the population, drawing a big sample increases the chances you'll get some. Okay? What you also have to recognize is that sample size does have an impact on internal validity. Especially the random assignment of participants to conditions to produce initial equivalence of subject variables. On average, randomization works. But you're not doing on average, you're running one study with one random assignment procedure. Right? And if we're only going to do one random assignment procedure, the more folks we randomize, the greater the chance of initial equivalence. Does that make sense? So a random sample of random assignment of 1,000 people is more likely to give me initial equivalence than random assignment of 4. Okay? What must we consider when selecting the sample size for our study? I just want to get a word in front of you now. The emphasis for selecting sample size for a study is going to be statistical power. We have to take into account what size effect we're looking for and how big of a sample we need so that if we find an effect of that size, we can claim we found something. Okay?